We've been reflecting on light.
我们已经在这个蜡烛上面开始反思。
In the beginning of our service, we lit what's called an Advent candle.
在我们节目最开始的时候，我们点亮了这个蜡烛，我们称之为耶稣降临节的蜡烛。
And Advent is actually the season of 4 weeks before Christmas.
这个降临节是指圣诞节来临之前的四个礼拜。
And though we are right now celebrating our Christmas service,
现在我们在这里庆祝我们的圣诞。
We're actually still in the season of Advent.
我们还是在这个降临节里面。
Where we reflect on the coming of Christ.
我们在这里庆祝耶稣的来临。
In preparing for reflecting on his birth, what we'll do today.
我们现在也正在准备庆祝他的诞生。
And also as we reflect on Jesus' coming again.
同时我们也在庆祝当基督再来的时候。
And later on we're going to be lighting candles.
等一下我们会点亮这个其他的蜡烛。
Which signifies that Jesus is indeed the light of the world.
就是庆祝基督来到这个世上。
And so today my reflection is on what light means from various passages.
所以今天我想跟大家分享一下这个光究竟代表着什么。
I grew up in a very cold place in Wisconsin.
我是在这个威斯康星长大，那里很冷。
And we had these basically drain tunnels, such as this one.
我们有一些隧道。
During the warmer weather, there was usually water in the tunnels.
在这个天气暖和一点的时候呢，这个隧道里面会有一些水。
But once you got into the winter time, that water froze.
但是当冬天来临的时候，那个水都结冰了。
And so then you can walk in the tunnels, or even some of the tunnels were smaller, we would crawl through the tunnel.
有时候我们都可以走到隧道里面去。
And in the tunnel, it's about as black can be.
在那个隧道里面，你就会感到漆黑一片。
Your eyes are wide open, but it's like your eyes are closed.
你尽量的睁大你的眼睛，但感觉你眼睛好像还是闭着一样。
And we would usually, as kids, decide to go through the tunnels before getting something like a flashlight. We would just go in the tunnel.
我们还小的时候，我们就是到那个隧道里面去的，也没有想着说要带什么电灯。
And we would enter in one area, and then we knew that there was another area that we could eventually go out of.
我们进到那里面去，我们到了那个水的地方，我们就知道，其实有一个地方我们可以出来的。
But as we were encountering this pitch blackness, eventually we would see a little bit of light in the distance.
我们这样在里面走来走去的时候，我们最后总会碰到有一点点地方，我们会看到一些灯。
And that would always make us happy because we knew that our journey was almost to an end.
当我们看到那个些许的灯光的时候，我们就意识到，我们这个在隧道里面这个行程大概就快结束，可以出去了。
And in a sense, Jesus is like that light. We live in darkness. What we'll read, we live in darkness, but yet, we anticipate and we experience the light of God's love in our lives.
耶稣就像在我们生命当中，就像这个光一样，我们生活在黑暗当中，但是我们期待这个光的来临。
And in the first passage that we'll look at, we see a prophecy from the prophet Isaiah.
第一段经文我们今天要看的是来自于先知书以赛亚书。
And Isaiah lived about 700 years before the birth of Christ.
先知以赛亚是差不多在基督诞生之前700年。
But yet he proclaimed the prophecy regarding Jesus.
但是他在先知预言里面说到了基督。
And Isaiah wrote, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned."
以赛亚书九章二节这么说：在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光。
Do you know what this is?
你知道这是什么吗?
That's the moon.
这个是月亮。
It's called a new moon.
这是新月。
And a new moon is basically the opposite of the full moon. It's when you can't even really see the moon at all, or maybe just a sliver of the moon.
新月就是这个满月的反面，你到这里面就是只能看到它一点点一点点。
And again, going back to my days growing up in Wisconsin, we would go into the northern part of the state, or what we would call up north.
当我在Wisconsin 那边还小的时候，我们会去到那个北边。
And if you were up north when there's a new moon, it was really hard to see while you were in the woods.
如果在森林当中，如果是在冬天的时候，在新月的时间，你就很难很难看到任何东西。
And the cabin that we stayed in didn't have toilets inside the cabin. They had toilets outside the cabin in what's called an outhouse.
我们在那里住的一个地方，我们住的那个小小森林小屋里面，没有厕所，厕所在外面。
And so if you had to go to the bathroom at night, we had to go down a path to this toilet.
如果晚上我们要上厕所的时候，我们必须要走到一条小路到那边去。
But if there was a new moon, you could barely even see. You would just hope there was no bears around.
如果是新月的那个时间的话，我们就几乎什么都看不见。我们就在那里暗暗的，这个许愿，就是说只要大熊不出来就好了。
But if there was a full moon, it was actually quite bright, and you could see very well.
如果是满月的时候，其实是非常的明亮的，那个时候我们可以看得很清楚。
And when we see the passage that says the people walking in darkness have seen a great light,
这个经文里面讲到说在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光。
This idea of darkness has a couple of potential meanings.
这里的黑暗有很多意思。
One meaning is that of people who are basically in ignorance.
这个第一个意思，这个黑暗当中就表明着百姓的无知。
And so God's people, Israel, viewed those who weren't of their people, the Gentiles.
当时以色列的人，跟这个外邦人，之间有一些不同的理解。
As living in darkness.
他们就认为这个，外邦人好像是生活在黑暗当中。
Because those who were not of God's chosen people did not know God's word in the law.
因为他们认为外邦人不是神所拣选的人，他们不知道神的律法。
And they did not hear directly from God through the prophets.
他们没有直接从先知口中听到神的话。
And so they were considered to be living in darkness.
所以他们就认为外邦人是生活在这个不知道神的黑暗当中的。
But in a sense, God's people, the Israelites, were also living in darkness.
但从另外一个意义上讲，好像神的选民以色列人也是生活在黑暗当中。
They might not be living in new moon darkness like Gentiles.
他们也许跟外邦人的那种黑暗不同。
But they were living more in what I would consider full moon darkness.
他们生活在一种不像这个新月的黑暗，乃是我称之为一个满月的黑暗当中。
They had part of the light.
他们有这个生命的一部分。
They did have the law and the prophets.
他们
The law and the prophets.
Law of the
law and the prophets.
Law and the prophets. 他们没有那个律法和先知。
And so prophets like Isaiah would proclaim to them how they failed, how they needed to repent, but also future prophecy.
这些先知会告诉他们，在生活当中应该怎么样去悔改，应该怎么样去生活，而且同时也预告将来的事情。
And so God's people, the Israelites, had seen part of the truth, but they were still waiting to hear the whole truth.
神的选民以色列看到了生命的一部分，但同时他们也在期待另外一部分未来的先知的道理。
They were still waiting to see the great light.
他们还在等待这个大光的出现。
Now the other aspect of darkness is that of basically of morality, like a moral failing.
另外一个黑暗的含义是指他们道德上面的败坏。
It's not just that we sin, that people, humanity, each of us sins.
不只是说我们每个人都是罪人。
But we're all sinful people.
而且是说我们都是有罪的人。
And we see this proclaimed in Psalm 53,which says, God looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. Everyone has turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one.
这个概念在诗篇的53篇里面显示出来。他说神从天上垂看世人， 要看有明白的没有，有寻求他的没有。他们个人都退后，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。
And so this is the other meaning of darkness, not just that we lack understanding, but that we're actually living in darkness as sinful people.
所以这是黑暗的另外一层意思。我们不光是生活在无知当中的黑暗，而且是生活在一个道德败坏、做事罪恶的一个黑暗当中。
There was no one who does good, not even one.
并没有行善的，连一个都没有。
But we see good news because the shepherds give proclamation. The shepherds proclaim.
但是我们还是看到希望，因为牧羊人给我们带来了一个宣告。
And this was from our reading earlier, and that there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring to you good news." That will cause great joy for all people.
这个宣告也是我们刚才所读的经文当中的其中一段。在伯利恒之野地里，有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。”
And here we see yet another light.
这里我们看到另外一个光。
It's the light of the glory of God appearing around the angels.
这是主的荣光四面照着天使。
And they continue in this glorious fashion to proclaim, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
牧羊人继续宣告，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布。或者马槽里，那就是记号了。
And so this is an amazing proclamation and an amazing sight.
这是一个非常奇妙的宣告，也是一个奇妙的景象。
Angels appear before these shepherds, covered in the light of the glory of God.
天使出现在牧羊人的面前，向着主的荣光四面照耀着他们。
And they're proclaiming that a Savior has been born to you, the Messiah.The coming one.
他们在宣告，弥赛亚主基督降生。
And so, this is a great proclamation that now we have a solution to the darkness that we live in. We have a savior.
所以这是伟大的宣告，这样对我们黑暗的问题产生了一个解决的方法，因为我们有一个救主。
And at the coming, at the birth of Jesus, everything has changed.
当救主基督来的时候，所有的事情都改变了。
The light is now, has now shine, was now shining.
光现在在照耀。
And continues to shine through our Lord Jesus.
而且继续透着主耶稣在继续的照耀。
Because ultimately he came that we might live.
因为他的来，所以我们才有生。
He came that our sins may be forgiven.
他来，我们的罪得到赦免。
And we proclaim that he is our Lord.
我们宣告他是我们的主
the Lord of all.
他是我们关乎万民的主。
And actually, even historically, there is an acknowledgement, I would say, even in the calendar of the significance of this event, of Jesus' birth.
我们可以说在我们的日历表上面都可以看到这个基督降生的重要性。
And so at least,As I was growing up, in terms of our Western calendar, we would have A.D., B.C., which is before Christ.
在我们的这个西方的日历表当中，我们有这个公元前 ，B.C. 公元后。
And A.D., which is Anno Domini, a Latin phrase, which means the year of our Lord.
公元前代表是基督之前 B.C. 公元后 A.D.是一个拉丁词，代表是在主的年份里面。
And the year of our Lord refers to the birth of Jesus.
这个主就是指着主耶稣。
However, now that we live in a very much more secular era, these terms have changed.
但是现在我们的这个世界好像变得越来越世俗，我们这个词汇都已经开始产生变化。
So instead of referring to this man Jesus, of whom everyone has marked a calendar in the Western world for thousands of years. It is now called BCE, before Common Era.
现在我们在这个日历表都用了两千年了之后，现在产生了一变化，他们不用 BC， 反而用 BCE 了。
And CE is Common Era.
CE 呢，就代表好像是一个公共的年代一样。
But what marks the Common Era?
但是这个公共年代公元的记号究竟是什么呢？
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And what happened on that day when the angels proclaimed to the shepherds that a Messiah, a Savior was born.
在公元的那个时间，什么事情发生了呢？
As we move on in Scripture, we see that Jesus pronounces.
那事情发生就是耶稣基督降生了，同时耶稣自己也讲。
Jesus actually gives a pronouncement about who he is.
耶稣他自己也讲他自己是谁。
Some of you know this basketball player, it's LeBron James.
有些人知道这个篮球明星LeBron James, 詹姆斯。
He played initially for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
他以前是在克利夫兰骑士队效力的。
And in his beginning days, the people in Cleveland had much hope that they would finally win a championship.
在那个时候克利夫兰的非常的期盼他们就可以拿到一个冠军。
But then LeBron James left and went to Miami.
可是詹姆斯离开了去了迈阿密。
And he won championships for Miami.
他在迈阿密那边拿了冠军。
And the people of Cleveland were very sad.
克利夫兰的那些人民呢就非常的沮丧。
Maybe even depressed.
甚至都得了忧郁症。
But one day after many years in Miami, LeBron says, I'm coming home.
很多年之后詹姆斯说我要回家了。
And his home actually happens to be in Ohio, near Cleveland.
他的家实际上是在俄亥俄克利夫兰的附近。
In a sense, he was proclaiming, I am your savior. I will now bring you to the promised land.
现在他好像在讲说我就是你们的救世主我现在把你们带到应许之地。
And the people were very happy.
那边的人民非常的高兴。
And they were especially happy because eventually they did win at least one championship, if not two.
他们真的是非常高兴，也有理由高兴，因为后来他们真的拿了一个冠军。
And so they did win one championship, I'm told.
有人告诉我说他拿了一个冠军。
And so the people were very happy and overjoyed.
所以克利夫兰的人非常的高兴。
Until their savior left again.
他们的救主好像又离开他们了。
And now he's playing for the Lakers, the Los Angeles.
现在他去洛杉矶湖人队去打球了。
And so it's interesting, though, how people have such great hopes in something like basketball or a sports team.
这个很有兴趣，因为好像人们对这个球星啊，对这个篮球都产生了很大的盼望。
And how a whole state can basically experience some kind of depression because their star is no longer playing for them.
而且当他们的球星离开的时候，他们甚至都沮丧到忧郁。
But we, however, have a Lord and Savior who will not disappoint.
我们却有一个救主，从来不会让我们沮丧的。
He was proclaimed, he was prophesied by Isaiah.
他是被以赛亚预言的。
He was proclaimed by the angels.
他是被天使们预言宣告的。
And now Jesus pronounces himself in terms of who he is, the light. He says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said,I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
耶稣自己也宣告，关于他自己的身份，他对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Jesus was saying, this light that you've heard about, this light that the prophets proclaim, that indeed is me.
耶稣在说，你们所听到的关于光的事情，你们听到先知所预言的光，那个就是我。
And I indeed will take you out of darkness.
我会把你们带出黑暗。
And you will have the light of life.
你们会有生命的光。
And in Jesus we know that he is our Savior, that we don't have to worry about him leaving us or forsaking us. He will always be there.
而且我们也知道耶稣这个我们生命的大光，他不会离开我们。
And so what's our response?
就我们的回应应该是如何呢？
Well, we ponder.
我们在这里沉思。
And that's what we're here today to do, to ponder, to reflect on who Jesus is in our lives.
对，我们今天就在这里来思考，来反思神在我们生命当中如何是我们的光。
And I think we can thank God for who he is and what he's done for us.
我们可以思考他是谁，他为我们做了什么事情。
As we reflect on the words of John, yet to all who did receive him, Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
在约翰福音里面这么解的，就是凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And so as God's people, we can reflect and rejoice and give thanks that indeed we are now the children of God.
作为神的儿女，我们可以在现在思考他为我们所做的事情，现在我们有了这样的权柄，成了神的儿女。
He has brought us a great salvation.
他给我们带来了伟大的救赎。
And to that we can be ever thankful.
为此我们可以永远的感恩。
And we can proclaim and reflect on good news and great, with great joy.
我们可以为这个伟大这个好消息来感恩，并且产生极大的喜乐。
We were once a people living in darkness, but now we are living in the light of Christ.
我们从前是生活在黑暗当中的，但是现在我们生活在光，耶稣基督的光里面。
Experiencing the joy of His salvation.
我们享受着他给我们带来救赎的喜乐。
As children of God.
作为神的儿女。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you that in Christ we do have the light of life.
天父，我们谢谢你，因为在基督里面，我们有了生命的光。
And that you do call us to be your children.
你称我们为你的儿女。
Help us to reflect on this great salvation.
帮助我们在这个救赎的事情上面继续的思考。
Jesus is indeed the light of the world.
耶稣是世界的光。
In his name we pray.
我们奉他的名字祷告。
Amen.
Amen.